Access is everything. Hi, everybody. This is Bill Zedaitz inviting you to become a member of CMG Premium. CMG Premium provides you with an upgraded level of knowledge, research, data, analysis, and much more. With VIP content curated from all of our industry verticals, you'll have more access with CMG Premium. Start your 45-day free trial by visiting autoremarketing.com and click on the green tab labeled Members. That's the green tab labeled Members at autoremarketing.com. Have access to more with CMG Premium.
Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. And it's kind of appropriate today that we are recording this digitally and remotely through Zoom because our guest today is all about the digital world. Joining me now is Zach Hollowell, who is Vice President for Manheim Digital. Zach, good to talk with you again, and thanks for being on the show again.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Great to be here.
You know, industry-wide, you know, we're starting to see some physical sales kind of starting to open back up, but you know, largely, of course, for the past 2 months, and even now, it's been mostly digital and simulcast and online and in the wholesale environment. So, you know, as the auction industry settled into this routine over the past 8 or 9 weeks, having sales completely online and through simulcast, what have been some of the trends that have stood out to you?
Yeah, it's a great question. And these have indeed been, you know, some uncharted waters that we've all been working through. And the dynamics of the market have been difficult to predict. We've really focused on kind of resilience and flexibility as we've worked through a number of different factors. So some of the noteworthy trends that we've seen is that we've seen the quick transition to buying and selling via simulcast. You know, that's first of all, right after the crisis really took hold in the middle of March, we saw very rapid adoption of our seller tools. For example, you've probably seen the numbers, just about doubled the number of sellers, up 93%, who were using our remote seller tools to rep from the block. And then from a buyer perspective, we brought a whole bunch of new buyers to using simulcast. Our unique simulcast users are up about 20% since the beginning of this crisis. So we've seen some pretty significant swing in adoption. And simulcast was already, you know, a pretty widely used tool. But for those buyers who maybe only buying before, a number of them have made that transition to buying digitally. So, you know, as ever, you know, dealers and commercial consignors alike, you know, they've been flexible and resilient and been able to make the switch. Of course, we saw, you know, some pretty significant swings in the market as the crisis sort of took hold and there was a lot of uncertainty around prices. And so it reinforced how people were paying attention to MMR, you know, to our market value as really the kind of the Bible of the industry in some ways. And, that raised some questions that we pretty quickly addressed in terms of the dynamics of MMR and how responsive it is to the market. Because by design, MMR is not meant to change every day. You know, it's meant to smooth out the cycles a little bit. And so when we had a sharp drop in prices, you know, we did see that MMR was a little slower to adjust than some people may have expected. And so what we did is we jumped right on that and we started posting a daily report of the retention that we were seeing in the marketplace versus MMR. And we've actually seen that shift now. We're on sort of the other side of it, and we're actually seeing that as demand has picked up in the market, and it has in various pockets across the country, we're seeing now that MMR is a little bit behind sort of where the transactions are taking place, and we're seeing really strong MMR retention performance from all of our clients. So, the resilience of the market's been pretty incredible.
You mentioned there, you know, that there was right at the beginning of the pandemic, you saw a big spike in the number of kind of first time or primarily in-lane buyers who switched over to simulcast, obviously. So as they get used to using these online tools, what are some ways that you've seen them adapt?
Yeah, so one of the first ways was to really start previewing cars. So instead of showing up the morning of the sale and walking the line and doing the preview there physically, because we obviously couldn't provide that given all the state mandates and the safety concerns around that, dealers really started shifting to reviewing our condition reports online. We also got really creative at some of our locations. We were able to take requests from dealers and walk around cars that they had specific questions about to really try to service that need for dealers to really get that sense of the condition of the car, the value of the car. We're also beginning to start piloting adding more images to cars in a couple of ways that we'll talk about more of that in the future as we're working out the details. But we're really learning a lot about the things that are of most importance for dealers in a virtual world. But the transition, that transition to the digital preview of the car, I think was probably one of the biggest changes. But the good news is, we were really set up pretty well for that transition. As we were already at about 52% of our sales to digital buyers. And so the transition wasn't as huge as sort of, I think, it's sometimes perceived to be. So we were ready for that adjustment. It sped up maybe the cycle by potentially a few years because we were seeing that steady growth towards digital channels. And that's probably the biggest change, I think that I know.
And you mentioned the fact that having, more detailed condition reports, more photos. What are some other ways, maybe it's through various technologies that, Manheim Digital is kind of helping to replicate some of those tasks that might get done at an auction? Somebody wants to go to the lot to, hear a car, smell a car, those kind of things. What are some ways you guys are helping to replicate that online?
Sure. A great example of that is we've added, actually an audio and video clips of engines noises, for example, for our Manheim Express listings. One of the other big transitions I should have mentioned maybe earlier was that transition to offsite sales. So taking cars to the auction in this cycle has in some ways mattered less. That they're packed full. We're not, we can't stage the cars for the sale in the same way. And so selling a car from your lot, we saw became more and more beneficial, I think. And we saw many dealers start to move to that, our Manheim Express offering, where they could list the car also themselves, because in some cases we couldn't even send out one of our concierge reps to list the car for them. And we saw a tremendous increase in dealers who started doing that themselves. And to your original question around the way that we've kind of helped bring that assurance that, that confidence in buying the car, we really led the way with Manheim Express in a lot of ways through that, the engine clips. We're doing some undercarriage imaging of the car as well. We're doing OBD2 scans. We actually take a picture of the OBD2 codes for Manheim Express listings. So really try to answer all those major questions about the mechanical fitness of the car, as well as the physical condition of the car to make buyers as confident as possible. And we've seen, the growth in those offsite dealer-to-dealer sales through this period has been pretty tremendous. The sales in that channel fell less than virtually any other channel that we had, and it's been rebounded faster. So the tool really was there for dealers when they needed it to help provide liquidity and allow them to also keep the cars on their lot. So in the event that they did have a retail transaction, the car was there. While at the same time, they're able to offer it wholesale, to provide the liquidity that they might need, in these times.
And so you mentioned the offsite, sales that dealers are doing. I guess the logistics of it may be a little trickier for commercial consigners, but are they able to do, similar things? I mean, sell their cars from where they're parked versus them to auction?
Yep, certainly. We work with the likes of rental car companies selling cars directly from their lots, as an example. It's a little different, of course, for like a captive finance company, but we have programs where we're selling off leased vehicles directly from dealer lots, as part of that sort of lease return process. So we really try to have all the tools to provide the flexibility for sellers to sell the car wherever they happen to, you know, to be sitting. You know, we did see during the down cycle from the captive finance side or the commercial side, you know, some sellers started choosing to, you know, do more condition reports and also to sell some cars pre-recon because, you know, where recon shops couldn't run, they might decide to focus on sales velocity and then just and get the car sold. And so our, you know, our Manheim.com and OV sales have really helped provide that outlet, you know, where, you know, our, you know, maybe our traditional sort of flow through to the physical sale event wasn't able to function. Sort of the OV and our Manheim.com kind of 24/7 sales really picked up the slack and helped provide sellers with the access to the market.
And as far as, you know, just looking at wholesale transacting in general, whether it's buyers or sellers during this kind of 2 month period so far, what are some strategies you guys have found have worked, and then maybe some that not.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, one of the big questions I think that we've heard from a lot of folks, you know, is like, should I hold or should I sell? Basically, you know, what do I do during this time period? And, you know, I was just talking with a wholesaler in Atlanta the other day who, you know, really decided to focus on liquidity. You know, he focused on selling through this period, and it really has worked out well for him. You know, there were some losses, of course, as the market declined rapidly, but he was also able to take advantage of that time period and acquire some cars that, you know, if he didn't have the liquidity, he might not otherwise have been able to. And so as the market has returned, he's able to now take advantage. And the market has been very strong the past couple of weeks. And so he's been able to make some money in this time period. So I think that's true, you know, really, no matter what sort of segment you play in, is that, you know, it's a really hard bet to beat the market. You know, when you have an asset that generally depreciates, the idea, you know, that Dale Pollack, you know, promoted a long time ago around sales velocity is true in, you know, in the wholesale space as it is in the retail space. This is that, you know, if you keep that inventory turning, you keep your money moving, you know, you also protect yourself from any, you know, longer term big impacts because you're cycling your capital, you know, every day or every, you know, every week as you move cars through the cycle. You know, we had a challenge, you know, of liquidity potentially, or we were worried we had a challenge of liquidity, but throughout the whole cycle, there were buyers buying, there were sellers selling. And really, you know, I think was, you know, a reminder of the power of the marketplace, you know, that it is, as long as everyone sort of makes some of those quick adjustments, you can keep the liquidity and capital flowing in the market. It's so important to, you know, to the overall economy, frankly.
Last question here before I let you go. You know, once we get out of this pandemic, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later, what are some ways that you think the auction and wholesale space might look different? I mean, are there going to be more folks that just say, hey, I kind of like digital, I'm going to stick completely with that? Or how does it look different maybe?
Yeah, it's, you know, topic of much discussion, or, you know, around Manheim, around the industry, right? What is the new normal? What are we going to look like as we come out of it? But, you know, I suspect there are some, you know, broad general trends that will stick. You know, I think we've introduced a whole new group of buyers to buying digitally and sellers selling digitally that, you know, I think will persist. You know, I think it's probably advanced the adoption of digital channels. And the other aspect to that, I think, is just overall efficiency. You know, we are going to go through a period potentially where, you know, everyone needs to be more cost conscious. They need to be more conscious of how they're using their time. And so having the convenience of being able to buy from your dealership or sell from your dealership will likely persist. And then on the, you know, the larger kind of commercial seller side, I think we're seeing, you know, there's questions around whether or not they will be able to continue sending reps to all the sales. So even if, you know, the business did return to normal with reps up on blocks and everything, I think there's a question whether or not that will persist. They've been able to use the remote seller tools, do that pretty efficiently, cut travel and expense, you know, costs, and get the job done. So, you know, I think that's another area where you may see some changes. And then, you know, we look at some of our offerings like pricing optimization, for example, where we can really efficiently price, you know, thousands of cars using algorithms and those sorts of things. I expect that we're going to see some of our large fleet owners, sellers take advantage of more of those tools as a way of driving some efficiency, because, you know, it is just sort of makes sense that they can do more with less in you know, using some of those tools. So I predict that's kind of going to be some of the trend is just a more of a focus on efficiency, you know, having, you know, as you know, there's likely that there's some tightness in the overall economy during this time period. And you'll see dealers, you know, take advantage of the efficiency of some of the digital channels and the, you know, the choice that it can make them. And you know, I guess one last thing, you know, that we noted is that we have seen, you know, strong return to, you know, really actually above normal levels in our online marketplace, you know, and I think some of that is because dealers are able to buy cars that they already have retail deals done on without taking a lot of risk. So if they have a retail customer that comes in and say, you know, I want a 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee with 30,000 miles, they can go on Manheim.com and find that car today and buy it. And they haven't had to take the inventory risk of necessarily buying it and, you know, on speculation. They can get the deal done with the retail customer. They can, you know, or maybe that deal was done over the phone or via, you know, via email or via Zoom meeting. And they then can you know, have the car delivered right to the dealership, get it ready and deliver it to the customer without, you know, without any, you know, a whole lot of social interaction, you know, which we've all got to manage through right now. So yeah, I think some of these trends are going to persist.
Definitely some silver linings of efficiency and everything around this. So, well, Zach, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Yeah, likewise, Joe. Always good. Happy to come back anytime. Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My thanks to Zach Hallowell. And for our entire auto remarketing crew, I'm Joe Overby, and thanks for listening.
Access is everything. Hi, everybody. This is Bill Zedites inviting you to become a member of CMG Premium. CMG Premium provides you with an upgraded level of knowledge, research, data, analysis, and much more. With VIP content curated from all of our industry verticals, you'll have more access with CMG Premium. Start your 45-day free trial by visiting autoremarketing.com and click on the green tab labeled Members. That's the green tab labeled Members at autoremarketing.com. Have access to more with CMG Premium.